Hey.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Jim Glock, the newly elected Public Art and Community Design Committee Chair. Welcome. Glad to see such a great attendance and getting a quorum so soon to 3:30. With that, I'd like to officially hold the roll call and establish the quorum for the record. Ms. Landers.
Hey, Adrian Ackerman.
Here.
Ann Lopez. Corrine Cooper.
Here.
Leanne Hernandez.
Here.
Lily Tate. Okay. Jim Glock,
Is it?
Jeanette Fisher,
Here.
Kenna Smith,
Here.
Lara Summers,
Here.
Margaret Joplin,
Here.
Maureen Lewitt,
Here.
Mel Dominguez, Nancy Fong,
Here.
Robert Clark, Valerie Sanchez, Valerie Sipp.
Here.
Yes, 11 members present, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. The next item on the agenda is opportunity for any participant to state the Pledge of Allegiance, and for those who care not to participate, have a 1 minute moment of silence. I'll begin the moment of silence now. All right, thank you, everyone. Moving on the agenda, welcome everyone again. As your new chairperson, I really don't have anything to report. I do want to note that I have been approached by advocates of the free wall to continue to, as an individual, and I personally support that. I do not intend to necessarily bring it board as a further PACD agenda item for any PACD action outside of our normal public art selection process. I do want to note that
Jim, you're muted.
someone muted me. Sorry. Again, item two we've covered. Welcome, everyone. I want to note that I really don't have any chairperson's report to offer today, other than to note that I had been approached by free wall advocates in the month of December and met with Felix Lawrence with respect to that. And I personally like the idea of the free wall. I don't intend to agendize it as a separate PACD item at this point in time, although it may come up under other agenda items. I do intend to meet with city staff members, risk management, hopefully the city attorney's office, and make sure there aren't any bureaucratic hurdles associated with that. So those of you who have an interest in the free wall, feel free to reach out to me outside of the committee, and I would certainly welcome anyone who has an interest in joining me as I go and approach them. With that, I think that's all I have to mention this particular month. I do want to note for the benefit of the committee that I am a past AFTA board member, and I am also the current president of the Warehouse Arts Management Organization that oversees the management of the Steinfeld Warehouse, the Tool Shed Studios, and a new building on Grant Road, the Art Design Center on Grant near Albernon Way. And at times I may have to recuse myself if there are activities associated with this committee that artists and or activities associated with the Warehouse Arts Management Organization cross our paths. So, but I don't see that happening in the near future. So with that, I'd like to turn the meeting over to Mr. Reyes to provide the Public Art Director's Report.
Hello, thank you, Jim. Good afternoon, everyone, and Happy New Year. As requested, I sent my report to you in advance in PDF, so I hope you got a chance to take a look at it. And I will continue to do so every month. Since it's the first one, we'll go over it together real quick. I'll try not to take too much time. All right, are we there? Do you see it? Public Art Director's Report there at the top. Great. So, well, I'd like to welcome our new chair, Jim Glock, and new vice chair, Kenneth Smith. Thank you both for stepping up. Another new exciting thing that I mentioned last month is that my very own Sadie Shaw has taken a new role with the Arts Foundation as the PACD administrator. And in that role, she will be helping me try to get all these seats filled. 21 committee seats is what we have. We have like, I think four or five vacant seats. Sadie will also be taking over the role as moderator that Joan and Letty have been so graciously doing. Thank you for your professionalism and guidance. And those of you may or may not know, Abby's been doing quite a bit of PACG service as well. So Sadie will be taking over those roles. We probably will see this happen in March. We're also going to create new procedures and plans to make everything a little bit more transparent, same way I'm doing with this report. So quick review, we have 42 active projects right now. As you can see, most of them are call to artists in that blue scope in figure one. And in figure two, it's project by phase. These are not active projects. The forecast, the top one that says forecast are projects that are planned but haven't started yet for some reason. And they don't become active until they go into phase two, which is initial forms. So we have 19 planned coming in this year. And the last page just shows all the projects in which ward they're in. If it's a county project, it will show as which district. And then I'm also providing the funding source for all these, so you see where they're coming from. All the private sector, these eight, those are all projects. The rest of them are all through different departments, but we're showing like where the actual funding source is, like which prop it is, grants, HERF, for the new bridge that's coming on Drexel Road. So I'll stop sharing that. And let's go ahead and move over to the next agenda item, because we have a number of exciting things to view.
Well, if I may,
Oh,
William.
yeah, you have any questions and comments? Sorry, Jim, go.
The private sector projects, I think there was a little mix up with my computer. I didn't hear the source of those private sector funds.
Oh, I'm sorry. Donation projects. The
Okay.
donation projects that like the three we're going to see today are not funded through,
Got
city
it.
funds or public funds.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate that. The new agenda does have item 5 as the review and the approval of the minutes for December 13th, 2023. I would respectfully request a motion to approve and a second, and we'll then take action and then move on to item 6.
This is Maureen. I'm making a motion to accept the minutes.
Maureen's made the motion to accept the minutes. Do we have a second?
This is Leanne, I'll second.
Leanne, a second. I believe we'll go through a roll call for its approval. Ms. Landers?
Correct. Adrian Ackerman.
I believe I need to abstain since I wasn't in attendance at the last meeting.
No, you don't have to.
That you can't abstain.
Oh, okay. Well, then I approve.
Meeting.
Lovely minutes.
I'll tell Letty. Ann Lopez. Corrine Cooper.
Approve.
Thank you. Leanne Hernandez.
Approve.
Jim Glock. Jim? We lost you again. You want to give me a thumbs up for approved? Jeanette Fisher?
Approve.
Kenna Smith?
Approve.
Lara Summers?
Approve.
Margaret Joplin?
Approve.
Maureen Lewitt?
Approve.
Nancy Fung?
Approve.
I don't believe Robert Clark joined us or Valerie Sanchez joined us. And then Valerie Sipp.
Approve.
Mr. Chairman, you got your mic back?
I don't know. Can people hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
And then I need a verbal approval, even though I said thumbs up to move forward.
Yeah, I don't know what happened there. Yes, I approve.
Great. Thank you. Your minutes approved for the December meeting unanimously.
Very good. We'll move on then to item 6, which is a public art donation review and vote. The presenter, I believe, is going to be Abby. So Abby, you are on.
Yes, hi. We have 3 of these action items in a row, but I'm going to start off with our Save Our Saguaros mural donation project. And I have a couple guests here for that. We have Wesley, the artist, and then V&A from the Desert Museum who are here as well. So I'd just like to introduce them. If you don't mind, I'll quickly share my screen as a refresher. You were all sent this information to review at our last meeting, but I'll put the image back up on the screen so we can keep it fresh in our minds. Excuse me one second. All right. So here is a sample of the artwork that will be included in the Save Our Saguaros mural donation. As a reminder, they've gathered community support from the Menlo Park Neighborhood Association, the Autumn Language Center at the Tohono O'odham Community College, and the Pima County Natural Resources and Parks and Rec Department. At this point, the project has already received support from Ward 1. It's been reviewed by the departments, the Parks and Rec Department, with the City of Tucson, and it has completed risk review. So I amended down here. That was ongoing last time. It's since been completed. I'll stop sharing my screen here, and I would like to open it up for our guests. Wesley or V&A, do you have anything that you'd like to add to kind of expand upon this project and what you're hoping to do?
Yeah,
Yeah, I can jump in and then have V&A follow up. But I was approached by the Desert Museum to put together a proposal for this campaign, which is going to have multiple facets, digital facets, in addition to this mural piece. But yeah, I worked with staff at the Desert Museum and V&A in particular to develop something that would highlight kind of all the boxes they wanted to check with this campaign, but also deliver it and create it and design it in a way so it would be easily painted by community groups, which the Desert Museum V&A specifically has been organizing, and she can speak more on that. But the preparation of the mural and the painting of it is scheduled to start next month.
Yeah, thank you, Wesley, and thank you all for reviewing the project. As Wesley mentioned, it's really the part of our Save Our Saguaros campaign in order to bring awareness to the invasive plants like Buffelgrass, if you're all familiar with that, on a mountain. And we're part of the reason why we wanted to create this art mural project was because we usually just have volunteer events like Buffelgrass pools, which is kind of exciting, but not so much as coming out here and actually painting and showcasing the biodiversity of the desert. But also part of the mural will be a celebration of our volunteers. So we plan to reveal the mural. Actually, I think the dates we submitted kind of moved around just because of the, you know, this whole process. And so the mural reveal will actually be on March 9th. And it'll be part of a volunteer appreciation event where we'll celebrate the volunteers who have been pulling Buffelgrass throughout this whole decade, and also those who come out during our Save Our Saguaros month. And the painting, as Wesley said, will also be during February 23rd to March 4th. That's also another kind of date that got switched around. And we're planning, a lot of it is going to be like just having like drop-in dates and invite many people from our community, like Menlo Park. But also we're working in collaboration with the TOCC, hopefully have some of the students and staff come out and paint the mural as well. Because as you could see, we kind of try to translate it into three different languages, you know, Spanish, the Odom, and then English, of course. And I think that's all I've got. And if anybody has any questions.
Awesome.
Any questions on behalf of the board? Corinne.
It's Corinne.
Corinne, thank you. I'll get it after a couple meetings.
I just wanted to say I'm so thrilled about this. I'm part of the group that's been pulling the Buffelgrass out there. So I think it's really wonderful to have a community art project that lets people know what's going on and what their responsibility is for this important issue. So kudos to all of you for the hard work that you've put in.
And just to add, thank you, Corinne, for your hard work pulling Buffelgrass. That's even harder than what we've been doing.
I just want to say, I also think it sounds like a great project. I'm just wondering if you guys are concerned at all about the vandalism. Like, I know Eight Mountain gets completely painted every now and then. Are you guys concerned about that, or do you have like a backup plan if that does happen?
Yeah, so we are somewhat concerned. I know when we've originally brought the idea to the City Parks and Rec team, they mentioned that they've had pretty much a lot of success with, you know, projects like this murals installation, and that kind of deters people from graffitiing them. But we do have a contingency in being that we have some maintenance funds reserved for either the artist Wesley, or maybe even within our own art institute. Students go out there and just clean it up a little bit. So we do have a little bit of contingency for the next couple of years. But we're hoping that once you see that beautiful artwork, it will deter the vandalism.
Yeah, I know like Tucson tends to be more respectful of murals, so hopefully it'll be good to go, but it's good to know you guys have like kind of a little backup plan in case.
And this is Adrienne Ackerman. I just wanted to say thank you for also including the various translations, especially the Tohono O'odham language. Like that, I think that those of us as stewards of public art and design also need to be cultural caretakers, and I just support any project that's including the preservation of that language and the celebration of it. So thank you.
Very good. Awesome.
Oh, I was just going to thank our guests for coming here and ask if anyone had any final questions. And if not, I'd like to propose that we bring this to a motion.
All right. Chair will accept the motion to accept the public art donation as presented. And we'll need a second.
We accept. This is Corinne.
All right. We have a motion to accept.
I'll second. This is Leanne.
Have a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none. Ms. Landers, roll call, please.
Yes. Adrian Ackerman.
Approve.
Ann Lopez. Corinne Cooper.
Approve.
Leanne Hernandez.
Approve.
I don't believe Lily Tate joined us. Jim Glock.
Approved.
Okay, Jeanette Fisher.
Approved.
Kenna Smith.
Approved.
Lara Summers.
Approved.
Margaret Joplin.
Approved.
Maureen Lewitt.
Approved.
Mel Dominguez is not in attendance. Nancy Fung.
Approved.
Robert Clark, I don't believe, joined us. Valerie Sanchez, I don't believe, joined us, and Valerie Sipp.
Approved.
Mr. Chairman, you have approval by a unanimous vote.
Very good. Thank you. Well, we'll move on then to item 7. And Abby, I believe this is yours as well.
Perfect. And first, I would like to thank Wesley and VNA, and you're welcome to stay for the rest of the meeting. If you'd like, you're also welcome to go, and I'll reach out to you with next steps. So thank you. All right. Our next item here. I've got a handful of guests here. This is another donation that we would like to review. It's the arrival of the railroad in Tucson. And we have Ken Carrolls from the Southern Arizona Transportation Museum and Bill Singleton, who is the artist. And then do you have an additional guest with you for this project? Oh, Ken, I think you're muted. If you just hit the mute button in the bottom left corner, that'll unmute you.
Okay, are we up? Okay, and Gene Kaywood. Gene is chairman as far as of the Old Pueblo Trolley, and he's been part of our technical team, and he's and also a historian in transit, rail transit, so I want to add him to the group. Okay, good afternoon, and certainly chairman as far as Bill Cault. And Bill Cault is on the, is also on there as well, and Bill Singleton you have on there, I believe that.
Perfect. If you don't mind, I'll just quick share my screen so everyone can see the image one more time. And then you'll have just a minute to also discuss your project. There, hopefully everyone can see. This is another artwork that you will have received the materials for after last meeting. This is the arrival of the railroad in Tucson. It's a mural that's proposed on the Southern Arizona Transportation Museum, which is located on Toole downtown near Congress. In the application packet, some of the, you'll see there were a lot of community support letters, notably from the Tucson Chinese Cultural Center, Rio Nuevo, and the Downtown Tucson Partnership. And since the time that we presented this last month, we have received a completed review from the city department responsible. So I would like to open it up. If Ken or any of our guests would like to make a quick statement about the project, talk about where you're coming from.
Thank you. Good afternoon, and the chairperson, as far as Jim Glock and Abby. The concept of the mural started back in January of 2021. Members of the historic and artistic community gathered and gave input. Our technical team, Sandy Chan, historian for the Chinese Cultural Center, also Susan Chan, executive director of the Chinese Cultural Center. William Cault III, historian, author of Tucson Was a Railroad Town. And then Gene Kaywood on my left here, you're right, CEO, Old Pueblo Trolley parent organization for SATM and noted transit rail historian. In addition, I've talked with many, many folks who are excited about the project. Mark Sublett, Medicine Man Gallery. Dr. James Klein, chairman of the Tucson Corral Westerners. Christina Brinza, Tucson Museum of Art. David Tenario, Tucson Adult. In addition to that would be, as far as our folks with down the street, Richard and Shana Osran, and then our fellow businesses right next door to us. Two of the greatest events in Tucson history were the establishment of the Presidio and the 1880 arrival of the railroad. Bill Singleton successfully completed the Presidio artwork in 2007. And is ready to start on the 1,000 square foot mural arrival of the railroad at the Transportation Museum location. Funding and review. We have received funding from Ward 5, Pima County Attraction and Tourism, Union Pacific Railroad, and the Southwestern Foundation for Education and Historical Preservation. We continue to receive support from our membership and corporate organizations for this project. The intent of the mural is to provide education and entertainment for students, residents, and visitors near and far. I just wanted to thank you for the opportunity to present here. Others can jump in on this if you have questions as far as Eugene Kaywood or our muralist as far as Bill Singleton and also Bill Cault. Thank you.
Well, I'd just like to say, and hopefully everyone's had an opportunity to look at the images that will be on the wall, but the first panel shows the laying of the railroad tracks into Tucson. And for that, we consulted the different communities that were here at that time. The second or middle panel describes the day the railroad arrived. And the fellow holding the silver spike is former Mayor Esteban Ochoa, Tucson's first Hispanic mayor. He was chosen by the citizens to present that spike to Charles Crocker, the president of the Southern Pacific Railroad, for coming to this barren land at that time. And the third panel shows the bright history that the railroad brought to Tucson, including a University of Arizona letterman, if you look there, and the different cultures, again, that were brought to Tucson by the railroad from all over the world.
Thank you.
All right. Any other comments or questions regarding Bill's proposed donation?
Yeah, Gene Kaywood here. I'd like to think we should have our artist, Bill Singleton, say a few words about the art that he's going to produce for us. I guess he's not hearing us.
His mute is on, and Ken, I'd suggest you turn yours off because we had some feedback with you two guys. So
okay, let me get ours off.
Okay. Okay, I'm on now. we've been working on this for about a year with all kinds of historical and cultural input. We've tried to be as inclusive of every all their local racial and cultural groups in Tucson. So wanted to make sure we had it all right before we started painting, and I think we're ready to go now. So,
all right. Yeah. Very good. Any other questions of the board on the presented donation?
Just had a quick question. I was just curious about the last panel, the one that depicts, I think it's the 1950s era, kind of more into the future. And, you know, maybe I'm seeing this from a different lens, and I know that there is like a historical component to the baggage carrier person that's working with the railroad. But I'm just also wondering if somebody might see that from like a sense of inequality, just the way that you're depicting a Black person as the baggage handler. And so I'm sorry if I see this from a different point of view, but I just thought I would bring it up if anybody else, you know, had any thoughts about it. But...
We did consult all the local people here. And also I think Ken spoke to some people in the Black community, and we're trying to be as inclusive as possible. Although I don't think you're seeing the latest version. I'm trying to share my screen, but I don't know what I need to do. Let's see. Oh, wait.
Does Abby have the latest version?
I've got it here. If it'll show. Let's see.
May I ask a clarifying question?
Sure.
I'm just wondering what Lara, your what exactly is your concern here with the porter?
Well, I don't know. I'm just curious. You know, you see all these it just kind of seems like it's a little bit stereotyped in a way to me to have a particular a Black person as, you know, this person that's being the servant of the railroad or what, I don't know what their actual name is, a baggage handler. But I just don't know if people will see that from a different lens that is offensive in a way, you know, like why did they particularly choose a Black person if they don't know? I actually had to look it up and found the history about it. So I don't know, you know, if there's going to be that history presented with it that kind of cue people into the, you know, this was actually a pretty good job back then, and a lot of African or Black people did that job in particular. But you know, I just thought I would mention it. Just you know, I don't know if, does that make sense at all?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I would totally offer that. I hope that the museum might take the opportunity to, you know, provide that information around the union organizing and the very important work that was done by the porters. So, you know, I don't know if that's part of the initiative or future of exhibitions, but I think it's a really important component of union organizing and of, you know, cultural relevance as well. That's my humble opinion.
Yeah, I could see if you add the educational component to a little bit more, then maybe it helps.
I think it would be important to provide that information because most of the porters, as they were called, were in fact African-American people. And it actually was the basis because they were some of the first members of that community that became widely read because of the papers and magazines left on trains as people left. And they laid the groundwork for the civil rights movement. So I do think you're right that that information should be shared along with the art.
This is Corinne. I just wanted to chime in that the history of the Pullman Porters and their organization and their reach as a result of their involvement with the railroads is a huge part of the history of the migration in the Western United States. And I'd be delighted if it included a bit of history about this for people in Arizona who might not be familiar with it.
All right. Well, interesting inquiry on that part. Thank you, Lara. Any other questions of regarding the proposed donation?
Yeah, I guess just a question, like point of process. If we're raising these concerns and these requests, can it be part of a modified proposal that we approve? Is the verbiage that's used to depict the history something that we need to review? Just curious as a newer member to the committee.
Well, let me chime in. I think the maker of the motion can certainly have the motion include commentary such as that and or direction. So I'll leave that to the maker of a motion. So I'm interested in hearing a motion.
This is Maureen. I move that we accept the mural design with the idea that there would be an explanation of the Black porters that were involved in the railroad at that time.
Okay, we have a motion. Do we have a second?
I'll second, Mayor.
Very good, thank you. We have a motion and second. Any further discussion?
Excuse me, Mr. Chairman, who was the second?
Lara.
Oh, thank you.
I just wanted to say that I hope that the historical background of the various cultures who are involved is not limited to the Pullman porters and the African Americans, that obviously the involvement of the Chinese community was also critical. And to the extent that we ask for background, I would like it to be inclusive of the other cultural, the cultural heritage that was involved in the entire process, including the laying of the track.
Yep.
Yeah, and I'm just, I guess I'm unclear as to whether or not that's something we can ask to review, like approval of the mural itself and then ask for a secondary review of the verbiage that might be included, or if that's not within our purview.
Go ahead.
I would like to just add one point here. I showed that picture. I met with the group. It was actually at the Toussaint's birthday, August 20th. And of course, the Buffalo Soldiers were in the group there out there. It was at the Presidio, for those of you who attended. And I said, let me know, give me your unvarnished reaction as to what you see here. They said, no, Ken, when I look at it, no, it should be shown because the Black porters actually, it changed their life. It improved them in terms of and they moved in terms of social status and were able to economically as well. And he said, I strongly in favor of showing that, and it's not derogatory. This was over at August 20th at the Presidio. It was a group of the Blacks, Buffalo Soldiers there. And also I contacted a couple others, individuals, a professor, and he said, no, it should be shown so we don't just deny that it never happened.
And, so, and I don't think anyone is arguing that it shouldn't be shown. I think I would just say that actually we're saying that there's extreme cultural significance in having the opportunity to tell the story of the Black porters' role in civil rights organizing, labor organizing, all these things. I think we're just hoping that whatever is shared that provides that context is actually getting to the root of what we think is important in that story to share. I don't personally, I so appreciate that you made that inquiry with, certain select members of the Black community, but I also don't expect any member of the Black community to speak for the Black community as a monolith or whole. And so I think it, not that we have, I just think that it would be nice if we are able to review the historical framing of this piece. I think it's our responsibility to make sure their stories are being explicitly told instead of just inferred.
Perhaps what would address this without significantly impacting the art itself would be to recommend or move that the art be accompanied by a brochure that would be available to the public that would explain the history and the cultural significance of the various groups who participated in this process from the very beginning, and that might address some of our concerns that people may view it and not understand or learn about that history.
I think that's a great idea.
If I could also just kind of chime in, I just wanted to say, like, I want you to forgive my ignorance insofar as how the museum itself frames these various moments in history. I am unaware, but I think that what I'm hearing and what I'm hoping that will also be conveyed is that, you know, that these opportunities provide us with a vantage point into the multi-ethnic history of our region. And so however that can be framed and problematized, but also just named, you know, I think this provides a tremendous opportunity for us to talk about AFL-CIO organizing, A. Philip Randolph, the impacts that's still happening at the union level because of that work. And so, you know, in just that one instance, and then, you know, as one of my fellow members mentioned about the various other, you know, ethnic groups that make up the totality of our history of this region, that that's an important story that needs to be told. And so again, I forgive my ignorance of how you all frame your work in the moment, but I just think what I'm hearing from this committee is just a real yearning to ensure that the history in its more totality is told. So that's what I'm hearing. Thank you so much.
Yeah, that sounds great. And you know, because we've been talking about this for a year, getting all the input, and you know, we envision this mural not as just a decorative mural in town, but really as a teaching tool. So that's why we wanted the historical accuracy. And then that's what we talked about all along too, is having some explanatory stuff. Some of it will be actually on the wall, but a brochure, something like that would be really good, where we could go much more in depth, because we've represented the Tana Adam, the Chinese community, Yaquis, Black, Hispanic. So we've been as inclusive as we can. And Tucson is a really inclusive place and has all these cultures that are all together and have been sort of mixing, you know, as for years. So that's definitely something I think that can be conveyed by the written word too, explaining the mural, so.
That sounds great to me. Thank you, Leanne, for putting that all together so eloquently.
Well, thank you. Having decades of experience working with the Southern Arizona Transportation Museum, they are acutely sensitive, I think, to these comments that I'm hearing today, and have in the past striven to make sure that they are telling the whole story with respect to the railroad and its impact on this community, be it culturally destructive or beneficial. In that vein, I think the motion that we have on the floor, while it focuses just on the porter, I think can stand unless Maureen wants to complicate it, a general understanding that the museum will continue their cultural sensitivity in the handling of their activities and presentation of railroad's history in the community.
Okay, this is Maureen, and I will amend the motion to include some type of explanation of the mural and the cultural sensitivity that it should represent in the community.
Thank you. Is that acceptable to the second, Lara?
Yeah, that sounds good to me.
Very good. So we have the maker of the motions amended it, and forgive me, I probably am not handling this in 100% accordance with Robert's rules, but we do have a motion presented by Maureen, seconded by Laura, that I think covers everyone's interests, and hopefully our recording will appropriately reflect that. Without any further discussion, is there any? I'll go ahead and call for a roll call vote with that. Ms. Landers?
Okay. Adrian Ackerman?
Approve.
Corrine Cooper?
Approve.
Leanne Hernandez?
Approve.
Lily Tate? Jim Glock?
Approved.
Jeanette Fisher?
Approve.
Kenna Smith?
Approved.
Laura Summers?
Approve.
Margaret Jomplin?
Approve.
Maureen Lewitt?
Approve.
Mel has not joined us. Nancy Fong?
Approve.
Robert and Valerie Sanchez have not joined us. Valerie Sipp?
Approve.
Mr. Chairman, you have a unanimous approval and a point of order. It's 4:20 and one of your commission members needs to leave at 4:30, where we will lose quorum.
Okay, very good. With that, then we will briskly move on. Thank you, gentlemen, from Southern Arizona Transportation Museum. Good to see some of the faces that I haven't seen in quite a few years. Take care, God bless, and all that. Thank you for your presentation. Moving on briskly then to item 8, public art, our last public art donation review and last board item that we want to get to before we lose our quorum is a previously introduced project, the Dr. B statue, and I will turn it over to Abby to carry this forward. Abby, please be exercise some alacrity. Thank you.
I'll be brief. All right. Thank you all so much. I'll share my screen one more time. And while I'm sharing, I would like to introduce Dave Membrilla, who has been organizing this project for a significant amount of time, doing a lot of really wonderful work. My screen should be sharing here. Again, you did receive the application materials to review this artwork, including the artwork design. They've received community support from the Barrio Anita Neighborhood Association, the Davis Elementary School, which is located right adjacent to where the artwork will be located, and then Tucson Parks and Rec, because this is also right by the Ori Center, which is a really active community center right in that area. And the ongoing reviews are, we're still working on the structural engineering review, city department review, and risk management. But we're in conversation with Department of Transportation because this will be in the right of way. So I'll stop sharing here. I'd like to open it up to Dave if you have any additional comments or want to briefly introduce the project.
How much time do I have?
What's our
minutes?
Okay, the project extends beyond the project itself extends beyond the spectrum of a statue commemorating the contributions of Dr. V and the Valenzuela family. It's all about the importance of education. Dr. V is a teacher. In fact, he wasn't even a music teacher. He started off as a third grade teacher, began teaching guitar, developed into mariachi in different schools, and he found his home base there at Davis Elementary. His program has expanded to schools programs throughout Tucson, as most of his students either grew up to either become professional educators or mariachi teachers. It's about connecting the culture and the community to our youth in Southern Arizona. Tucson itself has become the mariachi capital of the United States because of Los Changuitos Feos and, of course, the Tucson International Mariachi Conference. Both were the single first. Changuitos Feos were the first mariachi in the nation. Tucson International Mariachi Conference was the first formulated conference in the nation. This statue binds education to that triad and allows the entire city to enjoy and celebrate this great statue.
Wonderful. Awesome. I'd like to open it up for questions or comments.
I just wanted to say, Señor Membrilla, thank you so much for that. I wholeheartedly support this and am ready to make a motion whenever you all are ready to hear it. But just, I think that, you know, everything that you had to say just now is so relevant and important. And I love this whole concept. So thank you so much for your work, sir.
Very good.
I was just curious if you guys had like a kind of like a little image of the map, like where exactly the statue is going to be placed. I was looking through the paperwork, but I didn't quite get a understanding of which corner or exactly where it's going to be.
It's going to be on the northwest corner of St. Mary's and Main.
Yeah, I don't have a great map to show right now. I can send one out to y'all, but yeah, northwest corner, it's in the right of way, and the location we're looking at is about 10 to 15 feet back from the sidewalk.
What makes it perfect is that everybody that comes off the freeway coming into Tucson, whether it's a downtown area, university area, leaving a football game, going to a football game, coming down Main in that whole section, it's a perfect view. It's almost like somehow God had reserved that section for us to have a statue there. So it's just perfect.
That sounds great. Thank you.
I hope it's as large as your enthusiasm. I don't want to see a small statue there. So, all right. In the interest of time, any further discussions or questions? Hearing none, I will accept a motion to approve the donation of the Dr. V statue.
So moved. This is Leanne.
And this is Kenna. I'd like to make a second.
We have a motion, a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, Ms. Landers, roll call, please.
Adrian Ekerman.
Approve.
Maureen Cooper.
Approve.
Leanne Hernandez.
Approve.
Jim Glock. Jim, got a yes. Jeanette Fisher.
Approve.
Kenna Smith.
Approved.
Laura Summers.
Approve.
Margaret Joplin.
Approve.
Maureen Lewitt.
Approve.
Mel is not in attendance. Nancy Fong.
Approve.
Robert Clark and Valerie Sanchez are not in attendance. Valerie Sipp.
Approve.
Mr. Chairman, you have unanimous approval to accept the artwork.
Very good. Thank you, everyone. We still have a quorum. We will continue to power on. Moving on to item 9, are any requests of additions to next month's agenda? And of course, the executive committee and the board and vice chair will certainly consider any requests outside of this particular opportunity. Certainly want to bring it up for folks' interest now. Corinne.
I have a point of information. I thought that Mel resigned at the last meeting, which means that he should not be marked as absent at this meeting. And he shouldn't, I don't think, be on the roll call. Is that wrong?
We have not received his formal resignation through the organization that appointed him. So we felt that we should keep him listed until we have the proper paperwork. But thank you for bringing that to our attention.
No, that's an excellent clarification. Just what I needed. Thank
you. Yeah, and it doesn't change our quorum requirements. So with respect to that particular process, we included him on the roll call, on the roster. So, okay. We still have a quorum?
Correct.
We do? Very good. Then we can get to an opportunity for call the audience. I know there's some folks here. Felix has been patiently waiting. Felix, you're
on. Yes, that's right. Could you enable the chat, please? Anyway, I submitted PACTI's free wall proposal to the Santa Rita call to artists. And it'll be reviewed by the panel. It's probably being reviewed as we speak. Now, at our next meeting, the panel will present his recommendations to PACTI about what artists they would like for the Santa Rita project. At that time, I would hope that the panel also endorse PACTI's free wall proposal, because the panel is aware that PACTI has the power to reject or approve the panel's recommendation. If the panel doesn't do that, I believe it would show a lack of respect for this committee, some sort of assumption that whatever they recommend will simply be automatically approved. So I would hope that this committee keep an eye and ear open for that possibility, the possibility that the panel simply not mention the free wall proposal, which has been submitted for its consideration. Thank you.
Right. Thank you, Felix. Again, call to the audience, board members, unless I believe they are personally attacked, can comment or discuss this, but we appreciate your bringing that to our attention. Any other comments under the item of call to the audience? Hearing none, the chair will accept the motion to adjourn. And after adjournment, I would ask, once we stop recording, for PACTI staff to stay on for a little bit. I got a couple things I want to kind of run over from a technical perspective. So,
move to adjourn.
We have a motion to adjourn. Leanne, do we have a second?
Second. This is Maureen.
Maureen has seconded. Believe that still requires a roll call. Ms. Landers, no?
I don't believe so.
Okay, good enough. Thank you, everyone. We will see you next month. Appreciate everyone moving this along so we could get through our agenda and keeping our quorum together.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye, all.
And Dave, bye. I'll reach out with next steps.
All right.